Disney Locana Wilds Unknown Beginner Guide 2026 Gateway vs. 2-Player Starter, Trove or Booster Box. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. Buy Gateway if nobody at your table has played a trading card game. Buy the Wilds Unknown 2-Player Starter if at least one of you already understands drawing resources and attacking. Wilds gives two complete 60-card decks, lore trackers, tokens, and a compact rules path. Play those decks intact for 3 nights. Add opaque sleeves and 2 deck boxes immediately. Buy singles only after you know which deck you enjoy. The Trove is a lovely storage and opening box, while the 24-pack display is an event, not a beginner curriculum. Locana looks welcoming because Disney is on the box. The shelf is less polite. Starter, Gateway, Trove gift set, booster display and singles all answer different questions, and a beginner should not have to learn retail taxonomy before learning how to quest. Yumi's rule is simple. The first purchase must create a complete evening. Wilds Unknown is especially inviting because it puts 2 current decks in 1 box. That does not make every nearby product an automatic second purchase. First we cross the bridge, then we decide whether we want a collection. Gateway or Wilds Unknown. Choose by how much table language you already know. Gateway is the gentler teacher. It unlocks concepts gradually and is best when words such as draw step, exert, resource and challenge are all new. Wilds Unknown is the cleaner current purchase for 2 people who know the shape of a card game. Its 2 60-card decks use Amber Emerald and Amethyst Ruby, so both players can begin immediately without constructing anything. Neither choice is a lesser version of Locana. Gateway reduces cognitive load. Wilds reduces shopping friction. The wrong move is buying loose boosters and expecting a coherent first game to crawl out of them. Your first Locana turn, without the vocabulary avalanche, your aim is to reach 20 lore. At the beginning of your turn, ready your exerted cards, handle start of turn effects and draw. You may place at most 1 eligible card into your inkwell each turn, face down, then exert ink to pay costs. Characters can quest for lore or challenge an opposing exerted character after their ink has dried. For the first game, say each action aloud. Ink 1, pay 2, play a character, pass. Do not teach every keyword in advance. Read the card that creates the question. Locana becomes much less intimidating when vocabulary is attached to an action the player is performing now. The first useful choice is not whether a card is powerful. It is whether you can afford to put it into the inkwell. Inking a card makes it a permanent resource, but it also removes that copy from your hand as a future play. Before you ink, ask, will this card matter more than 1 extra resource during the next 2 turns? That single question teaches planning without turning the evening into homework. Questing and challenging create the second useful tension. Questing advances your win condition but usually exposes the character to a challenge. Challenging can slow the opponent but may delay your own lore. Beginners often attack simply because another game taught them that combat is the point. In Locana, the scoreboard is lore. Let that number, not habit, decide which action earns the turn. The 3-night on-ramp that makes the second purchase intelligent night 1. Play open-handed for a few turns and learn ink costs, questing and challenges. Night 2, play normally and notice which cards feel stranded. Night 3, swap decks. This matters. What felt powerful may have been the deck's plan rather than your own brilliance. That is useful information, even if slightly rude. After 3 nights, name 1 preference. Faster questing, more character interaction, clever recursion or heavier control. Only then should singles or another starter enter the conversation. A starter is doing its job when it teaches taste. Keep 1 tiny post-game note. The card you are happiest to draw, the card that repeatedly sat unused, and the turn where the game slipped away. Do not rebuild both decks after 1 loss. Play enough repetitions to separate a genuine bottleneck from 1 awkward draw. When the same problem appears twice, replace a small number of cards and test again. The goal is to feel the change, not copy a championship list whose decisions you cannot yet explain. Trove versus booster display versus singles. Buy the experience you actually want. The Wilds Unknown Illumineers Trove, contains 8 booster packs plus the reusable storage box, dividers, dice and a lore counter. It is excellent when those accessories and the opening ritual are part of the pleasure. It is a poor substitute for two playable decks. The 24-pack booster display is for a shared opening, sealed experiment or draft-style night. It is not a reliable way to find 4 copies of a specific upgrade. Buy singles when a deck has already told you exactly what it lacks. Packs create stories, singles solve lists. Protect the first decks before you chase the first enchanted card. Start with opaque mat sleeves, 1 deck box per deck, and a playmat if your table is rough or drinks are nearby. A side-loading zip binder is for trade and collector cards. Rigid holders are for the few singles whose value would make an accidental bend genuinely painful. The accessories are not costume jewelry. Sleeves preserve shuffle feel and keep card backs indistinguishable. Deck boxes prevent the 2 starter lists from becoming 1 confusing pile. A mat protects edges and makes exerted cards easier to read. Stop there until the collection creates a storage problem. Buy sleeves by fit and opacity, not by the prettiest package. A deck box should comfortably hold the fully sleeved deck without bending corners. A binder should load from the side, close with a zipper, and never require rings that can press into cards. Keep the active deck in its box, trade material in the binder, and bulk cards in a plain labeled container. That separation prevents the classic beginner problem, turning every game night into an archaeological dig through one enormous stack. If Wilds Unknown gives you an enchanted or another card you would be upset to damage, stop passing it around unsleeved. Place it in a fresh inner or standard sleeve, then add rigid protection before transport. The playable deck and the collectible object can still belong to the same hobby without being asked to survive the same treatment. The gentle exit ramp. When you know enough to join a table, you are ready for a casual game. When you can identify your inkwell, pay a cost, explain questing, recognize that only exerted opposing characters can normally be challenged, and keep your lore total visible. Tell the table you are new. Ask whether takebacks are welcome during the learning game. Keep food away from the play area, confirm the format before arriving, and bring tokens you can read without squinting. You do not need the metagame memorized. You need a legal deck, a visible board, and the sentence, "I am new. Please tell me if I miss a mandatory step." That sentence has launched more good evenings than any booster case. Before attending organized play, check the store's event listing and the current official format documents. Lorcana's card pool and rotation rules can change, while a starter can remain perfectly enjoyable at home after its tournament status changes. Ask whether the event is casual league, constructed play, sealed, or a formal tournament. Those words describe different evenings. For a first visit, a beginner or league night is usually the kindest room. Bring the intact decklist or a photo of it, spare sleeves in the same color, a visible lore counter, and 1 clearly labeled deck box. Arrive early enough to ask the organizer where to register. At the end of each match, thank the opponent and ask for 1 decision they would reconsider. 1 useful note is worth more than 5 unsolicited deck lists. You miss ready check, you can play 1 complete game, keep lore visible, explain ink and exertion, and ask for help before a decision. That is enough. The table does not require an entrance exam. Final verdict. For 2 beginners with basic card game literacy, buy the Wilds Unknown 2-player starter, sleeve both decks, and play 3 nights before adding sealed product. Gateway is the better teacher when both players need the vocabulary introduced in stages. Frequently asked questions. Should a complete beginner buy Gateway or Wilds Unknown? Choose Gateway when both players are new to trading card games. Choose Wilds Unknown when at least 1 player already understands the basic rhythm of drawing, paying resources, and attacking. Does Wilds Unknown include 2 complete decks? Yes. The 2-player starter includes 2 60-card decks, Amber Emerald and Amethyst Ruby, plus lore trackers, tokens, and rules support. Is a Wilds Unknown Trove a starter set? Number it is an accessory and booster product with 8 packs, storage, dividers, dice, and a lore counter. It does not replace complete starter decks. should beginners buy a Lorcana booster box? Only when the opening or sealed play experience is the goal. Buy singles when improving a known deck is the goal. What accessories does a Lorcana beginner actually need? Opaque sleeves and one deck box per deck are the useful minimum. Add a playmat for table protection and a zip binder only when valuable pulls or trades begin accumulating. When am I ready to play Lorcana at a store? When you can complete a game, keep lore visible, pay costs from your inkwell, and explain questing and challenging. Tell the opponent you are learning and ask about takebacks before play.